This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites could see their health care premiums skyrocket this year after Congress failed to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits at the center of the debate during the federal government shutdown. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
More than 300,000 Wisconsinites get their coverage through healthcare.gov, and more than 90% of them qualified for these discounts. Often, these are people who don't have a traditional employer who can offer a plan, like farmers, small business owners, and people who work for themselves. On average, people saved $600 a month through these tax credits, but now some premiums are doubling or even tripling. Vaishu Jawahar with Health Policy Group Protect Our Care.
Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and just one illness or hospital visit could bankrupt them under these GOP plans.
With these tax credits in effect, only 8% of Americans were uninsured. Jawahar says under the Republican-led health plan signed last month, unaffordable health insurance will force many to forego coverage altogether. Thad Schumacher, a pharmacist from Fitchburg, says his pharmacy serves a lot of families affected by high health care costs. And now nearly 110,000 people could be at risk of losing their coverage. For a 45-year-old in Wisconsin making $62,000 a year, their premium could reach up to $2,800 a month.
For many of our patients, that's the kind of increase that means they're going to skip appointments, start rationing medication, and make choices that ultimately lead to worse outcomes and poor health. And not to mention, when we do get around to taking care of those folks, it's more expensive for everyone.
Supporters of the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, led by House Republicans, say it'll cut costs, protect small businesses from overreach, and make healthcare more affordable by tackling middlemen. They contend Democratic efforts would have increased spending.
State lawmakers will soon consider legislation to make statewide ballot referendum questions more clear for voters. The proposed bill would require the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to provide a plain language summary of any statewide ballot referendum question. The goal is to ensure that voters know exactly what a yes vote or no vote would do without being confused by technical or legal language. The bill was authored by Republican state lawmakers and has support from voting rights groups like the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and League of Women Voters. The attorney general is currently responsible for preparing an explanation of each question, which cannot be written in a way where a no vote approves a referendum and a yes vote rejects it. If passed into law, the new legislation would remove that responsibility from the partisan elected position and require the Legislative Reference Bureau to draft both the referendum and explainers. Statewide referendums have become a more frequently used tool by Republican lawmakers seeking to circumvent vetoes by Governor Tony Evers over recent years. As Wisconsin lawmakers prepare for competitive elections in November, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is outlining his goals and legislative priorities for 2026. According to a TMJ4 report, those priorities include efforts to lower property taxes and passing a constitutional amendment that would limit the governor's ability to raise property taxes unilaterally. That proposed constitutional amendment specifically references the partial veto Governor Tony Evers used in the 2023-2025 biennial budget to increase per-student school funding for the next 400 years. One major strain on property taxes across the state has been the increased reliance of school districts on operational referendums to maintain their services. Last April's election saw a total of 89 school referendums proposed, 51 of which were operational referendums as districts turned to property taxpayers to address their budget constraints amid declining enrollment numbers and inflation. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also highlighted targeted income tax cuts on overtime pay and tips for servers as a priority for 2026. A local nonprofit is working to help Chippewa Valley residents learn home improvement skills and become more self-sufficient amid rising costs. According to a WPR report, the new Chippewa Valley Tool Library will allow members to borrow tools, access workshop space, and attend classes covering topics like home renovation and auto repair for a monthly fee of $10. Mike Richter, the president of the new profit, says the organization received a $15,000 grant from the Pablo Foundation to help cover startup costs, and many of the currently available tools were donated. The city of Menominee is reminding residents that it will offer curbside Christmas tree pickups next week. According to a press release, residents who wish to have their trees picked up curbside must remove all of their decorations, including lights, tinsel, ornaments, and tree stands, and place it at their curb for pickup by 6 a.m. on Thursday, January 8th. Residents can also drop their Christmas trees off at Wakanda Park and Elmwood Park until January 12th, or at the city's solid waste site on Gilbert Creek Road during its normal operating hours. A Pepin County man has been arrested in connection to a string of burglaries in Dunn County last week. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the burglaries occurred on December 24th in the township of Ogall and township of Springbrook. On Saturday, 61-year-old William Zimmer was taken into custody following a traffic stop, during which authorities allegedly spotted property involved in one of the burglaries. The vehicle was then impounded, and a subsequent search allegedly turned up other items that had been reported stolen. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to expand access to HIV and STI testing. Through a partnership with Simple Health Kit, the agency is offering a limited supply of free at-home test kits for residents who either may not live near a free testing site or are unwilling to go in person. Anyone 18 years or older can request a kit through Simple Health Kit's website. Samples are returned by mail, and results will be available 48 hours after arriving at a lab. DHS officials will follow up with anyone who tests positive to connect them with further treatment options. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate, Micah Parsons.
He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said, I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far, I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, you know, I had a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third-string quarterback Clayton Tune and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with just a light breeze today. Our high in the mid-teens this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 8 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.